Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on change management called What Are People's Preferences? If we can understand how people prefer to handle, react to, and deal with change, then as a leader, we are in a much better position to support them and work through the change with them in a more effective way. This podcast offers you the opportunity to consider an exercise that you might do with yourself or indeed others to explore your own preferences around the change process. Think of two experiences that you have had which you would describe as change. One which you might label a positive experience, and one which you might consider a negative experience. Take two sheets of paper and use one sheet for each of those experiences, the positive one and the negative one. And now consider your responses to the following 10 questions. Question 1. What are the key themes which you associate with this experience? Question 2. What was difficult or challenging about the experience? Question 3. What discomfort did you feel? Question 4. What thoughts did you have during this time? Question 5. What emotions and feelings did you have during this time? Question 6. What did you believe about the situation? What did you believe to be true or not true? Question 7. What was positive about the experience for you? Question 8. What did you learn from this experience? Question 9. What did you learn about yourself from this experience? And finally, question 10. Think of three words which capture this experience for you. Now contrast and compare, either alone or even better with your colleagues. Compare your answers to the two different experiences. What do you notice about these two experiences? What was it that made one a more positive experience for you than the other? Were your feelings of discomfort the same or different? Were your thoughts similar or different? How about the emotions and feelings of the two positive and negative experiences? And even within the negative experience, what were the positive elements? Are your learnings similar or different? And how do you view the three words for each of the two experiences that you have chosen? Are they similar or different? Ultimately, what is it that made the difference for you in two experiences that enabled you to view and conclude one of them as positive and one of them as negative? What was the difference that made the difference? Once we explore our preferences, once we understand and know how we respond to a change environment or a change situation, then we can enable ourselves to be more resourceful in the future to deal with future changes more effectively. As a leader, not only in going through this process yourself, can you lead others more effectively? But you can offer them immense support by actually taking your groups of people, your team and your staff through these types of exercises so that they can also understand their preferences and you can work together in order to meet the challenge and handle the change in the best positive way. And here ends the podcast on what are people's preferences during change.